This is KCUR 89.3. State House Blend is a weekly political podcast that investigates the Missouri General Assembly and the Kansas Legislature.
Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Ron Reichman, a representative from Olathe, Kansas.
We have a lot to talk with you about today, sir, but first, we're going to hear the open. This is State House Blend. I'm Sam Zeff.
And I'm Brian Ellison.
We're using coffee
and donuts
to better understand the legislatures on both sides of the state line,
the issues and the people in Topeka
and Jeff City. Here we go. And joining Ron and me in the KCUR 89.3 production studio today, Jay Center from the Prairie Village Post. Nice to have you back on the podcast today.
Very happy to be here.
And my colleague Jonathan Shorman from the Topeka Capital Journal. Now, it's been a while since we've had Jonathan on the show. Quite frankly, first time he was here, he dissed the donuts. I was a little piqued about that.
I have regretted it every day since.
I am far, far, far past that, and it is a pleasure to have you back on the podcast. Let's start with school finance. You had a plan that would have put $39 million more into the system to try to fix the equity portion that the Supreme Court has said needs to be fixed. That went nowhere in your committee. There is a competing plan from Senate Ways and Means. Ty Masterson is the chairman there that would essentially just reshuffle money, and it would cost Johnson County districts several million dollars. So you're looking at a Friday first adjournment. Are you guys going to be able to get to something to satisfy equity?
Well, that's our goal is to keep the schools open and do everything we can for that to happen. As you mentioned, the plan that we put forward in appropriations last week was, to my opinion and others, was the answer to what the courts asked us to do. It wasn't the only thing they said we could do, but it's one of the sure ways they said that schools would not be closed as if we went back to the old way we equalized. And I think going through that process, we realized why we wanted to get rid of the old way the old formula worked, because it had some kind of different results that weren't favorable. And when we got into the details of it and showed how it would adjust, there was a lot of issues with it. I think the biggest thing for us in Johnson County, we noticed that it's basically the results of doing exactly what the courts asked us to do. One of the ways, not the only way, I want to clarify, would be to take money away from Johnson County and put it in other parts of the state, which left our school districts with the choice of spending reserves, raising property taxes, or cuts. And other areas, we could do the reverse. And if you looked at just Wichita and their mills of 56 and Blue Valley's, their mill of 68, money would leave Blue Valley and go to Wichita in the name equalization, and Wichita's mills could go down from 66 and Blue Valley's would go up from 68. So a lot of folks on our committee could not figure out how that was equal.
Jay, you cover the Shawnee Mission School District better than anybody. How do you think, or do you know how they reacted to all of this? What do they want to see happen?
I haven't seen anything out of the district in response to what's happened the past week, but I would say I think the next month or two is going to be a very, very interesting situation as you see how Dr. Henson, the superintendent of the Shawnee Mission School District, and the local elected representatives respond to what comes out. Henson has been very, very clear over the course of the past month that he stands by his decision to support the block grant bill. As some of the plans started being floated out there suggesting that they might roll back to the old equalization formula, he said this is exactly why we were against it in the first place, because we lose a lot of money. He warned at the last school board meeting that if we see some of the equalization plans that have been put forth, the district's probably going to lose. He threw out the number of as much as $8 million, and that would lead to rising class sizes. That's a big issue to Shawnee Mission parents.
If the system needed more money, your bill would have done that, and there seemed to be no appetite, especially among the Republicans, in appropriations to do that, and I want to know why.
I don't think it was just the more money. It was how the money was going to be spent. The money, if the schools are making a case that they need more funds. Right. This bill did not do that. It's interesting. Every year the funding does go up, but yet there's this misunderstanding that folks, mainly conservative Republicans, want schools to fail. That cannot be further from the truth. We may disagree the amount of money that's being spent, or that the amount of money that's being spent is not keeping up with the current cost. But you know, as a legislator who has three kids that are in public schools, a son of two public school teachers, my wife is a school teacher, my sister is a school teacher in other parts of the state. It's not my goal, and my goal is to find the best way to educate our kids. But also, we need to have some scrutiny and transparency on how the money is being spent. When the state spends about $4 billion a year, there needs to be some type of oversight to that. And when we suggest different ways to be more efficient, there's pushback. And that's where I think the friction is between having funds without suggestions of efficiencies or just giving funds freely. And that does come in times conflict with local control. I like to balance it out with where the money comes from. And right now there is about $1,500, about $900 more per kid comes from the state of Kansas than the national average from the state. But yet there's $1,500 less per kid that comes from the local level. I'm not saying that one should be up or down. I'm just saying when you look at the majority of the money and where it comes from, and there should be a little more transparency and I guess maybe I could say as far as scrutiny on how the money is being spent to provide the best education for our kids.
Jonathan,
Have you taken a stance yet, you personally, or just your sense of the legislature as far as there's some lawmakers are pushing to do the whole formula this year versus doing the equity fix to kind of get us until next year? What do you think is the wisest course of action?
Well, going into this session, we were moving towards – or I was personally moving towards a fix this year that can be modeled, and then we'd have a full year to kind of work out the kinks before it became live. When in the middle of February, right in the middle of our budget process, when the Supreme Court came down and said, no, we want you to work on equity, it did derail that for me. And so my focus personally has been from the entire formula into just this small section that deals with property taxes going up or down that does not get to the schools. And so we have to, in my opinion, we have to solve that first. And then the little time we have left, at least maybe float some more ideas out there that could ultimately be the solution for our schools.
Right. Before we get to Jonathan, I just want to ask, we had Sean Sullivan, a truly funny guy, not that you're not, sitting in this chair a week ago, who said, who predicted that that April consensus revenue, we're going to get that figure on April 20th, is going to look, is not going to look good. So where are you on that?
Well, I'm not one of the six like Director Sullivan that can have the inside information on that decision. But I do share the same response or sentiment that he is, that I believe that the number will drop. And we are going to be in appropriations the 21st and probably the 22nd, and we'll have the data right there fresh to start discussing options.
But you don't think but you do agree with him that you're going to have to revise down that consensus estimate, and you're going to have to, you know, you're going to be one of the guys in the room who has to fix that, right?
Yeah, I assume that based on the trends since last estimates in November, the actuals were below the estimates, and so when they redo the estimates, they'll be lower than the estimate.
That seems confusing to me, but I think I know.
Yeah, I agree that the estimates will be reduced from where they are currently.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Jay Center from the PV Post, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
My colleague Jonathan Shorman from the Topeka Capital Journal, thank you. Representative Ron Reichman, Republican from Olathe, this is where we turn the podcast over to you. What tune is going through your head today?
I'm going to go with The River from Garth Brooks. You know, you never accomplish dreams or destinations if you don't try. And there's going to be tough times, but we know that the good Lord is our captain.
Statehouse Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp. I'm Sam Zeff. I'll see you around the radio.
That was an excerpt from Statehouse Blend, KCUR 89.3's podcast about the Kansas Legislature and the Missouri General Assembly. You can listen to the full episode by subscribing on iTunes or at kcur.org/statehouseblend.